day. 'Cause he was telling everyone in town of the love that he'd just found, and Marie's the name of his latest flame. He talked and talked, and I heard him say that she had the longest, blackest hair, the prettiest green eyes anywhere, and Marie's the name of his latest flame. Though I smiled, the tears inside were a-burning. I wished him luck and then he said a goodbye. He was gone, but still his words kept returning. What else was there for me to do but cry? Would you believe that yesterday this girl was in my arms and swore to me she'd be mine eternally? And Marie's the name of his latest flame. Though I smiled, the tears inside were a-burning. I wished him luck and then he said goodbye. He was gone, but still his words kept returning. What else was there for me to do but cry? Would you believe that yesterday this girl was in my arms and swore to me she'd be mine eternally? And Marie's the name of his latest flame. Yeah, Marie's the name of his latest flame. Oh, Marie's the name of his latest flame.
It used to be said that money talks, but money no longer talks. It goes without saying.
You hold me, I'm still not certain that you care. Though you keep on saying you really, really, really love me, do you say the same words to someone else when I'm not there?
Suspicion
torments my heart.
Suspicion
keeps us apart.
Suspicion,
why torture me? Every time you call me and tell me we should meet tomorrow, I can't help but think that you're meeting someone else tonight. Why should our romance just keep on causing me such sorrow? Why am I so doubtful whenever you part of sight?
Suspicion,
why torture me? Darling, if you love me, I beg you wait a little longer. Wait until I drive all these foolish fears out of my mind. Why can't our romance just keep on growing stronger? Maybe I'm suspicious 'cause your love is so hard to find.
Suspicion
torments my heart.
Suspicion
keeps us apart.
Suspicion,
why torture me?
Born in Texas, Liesl Travis Martin joined the United States Air Force in 1949 and served as a flight engineer for the B-29 Super Fortress during the Korean War in the early 1950s. In Lincoln, Nebraska, Martin was once sitting at a railroad crossing and a fellow that closely resembled his chief boom operator, Willie Wilson, passed by sitting in a boxcar. He said to himself, "There goes Willie." He pulled off the road and wrote a song called Boxcar Willie. It eventually stuck and became Martin's nickname. Here's Boxcar Willie with the wreck of Old 97.
Well, they gave him his orders in Monroe, Virginia, saying, Steve, you're away behind time. This is not 38, but it's old 97. You must put her in the Spencer on time. Well, he turned to the black greasy fireman and said, just shovel on a little more coal. And when we cross that wide open mountain, you can watch old 97 roll. It's a long, long way from Danville to Lynchburg on a line. There's a 3 mile grade. It was on that grade that he lost his air brakes. You can see what a jump that he made. He was going down the grade, doing 90 miles an hour when the whistle broke into a scream. He was found in the wreck with his hand on the throttle. Well, a telegram came to Washington Station, and this is what it read. Oh, that brave engineer that runs old 97, well, he's lying in old Danville dead. Now come on, you ladies, and from me take warning, and from this day on you must learn. Never speak harsh words to your kind-hearted husband, he may leave you.
Here's more comedy with Robin and Dowd interviewing Senator Robert Kennedy.
Gentlemen, who are we scheduled to interview next?
I've been waiting around now for 3 weeks.
Of course, our apologies. Our next guest is the junior senator from New York. Senator, first we'd like to welcome you here today. We hope this will be a happy interview.
No, well, I mean, that's. I don't think that that would be... I doubt if it will be.
Senator is the father of 9 children and a devoted family man. We'd like to thank you for taking the time out to come and speak with us here.
I'm delighted to see so many grown-ups all in one room.
We continue the questioning with Mr. Swayze.
Senator, I wonder if we might switch for just a moment and...
Keep the door open.
Well, sir, we normally close the door for silence, you understand.
I'm in favor of keeping that door open. Thank you very much.
Mr. Van Voorhees.
Senator, as an out-of-stater, some people have questioned your motives for coming into New York.
I grew up here in the state of New York.
Well then, obviously it does have meaning for you. What exactly is New York to you and your wife, Ethel?
Something that we will hand over to our children.
Mr. St. Ledger.
Now that you're a senator, you must have some very, very exciting and vital things you plan on doing for the people of New York.
No, I have no plans.
Surely, Senator, you have some ideas.
I just have no plans.
Well, what do the people of New York need?
Well, I think you'd have to ask them.
Senator, if we can look ahead for just a moment, do you think your brother Teddy will one day be president?
If he wants to join me and where I'm going, I'd be glad to have him along.
Well then, if I correctly interpret what you just said, when would you like to be president?
Now.
Well, I think you know it can't be done that quickly.
1965, 1966?
No, obviously you can't run for president until 1968.
I don't think that's fair.
Well,
been rumored that you're carrying on a feud with the president. Now, of course, none of us happen to believe that. Didn't you pay him a visit just recently?
A few days ago.
Did you have a nice friendly chat with the president?
I showed up and he had guards to keep me out.
We understood, sir, that on a recent tour of the western United States, you visited Mount Rushmore.
I did, yes.
With the great heads of Washington, Jefferson, and Lincoln carved into the mountainside.
That's correct.
And as you stood there gazing up at that monument, did any particular thoughts come to mind?
I'd like to be a part of that.
Senator, many thanks for being with us this evening.
Thank you very much.
Incidentally, due to your heavy schedule, we almost took it upon ourselves to cancel this interview entirely.
I would have been delighted.
A lot of songs have been sung about a blue moon. Here's the Marcells from 1961.
You saw me standing alone without a dream in my heart, without a love on my heart.
I'd like to thank you for listening to the Jason Kirkman Show, and I'd also like to thank all of the stations and networks that carry the program. There's 88.9 FM KHII out of Cloudcroft, New Mexico. There are Anchor Station. Our sister station is 97.5 FM out of Alamogordo, New Mexico. And I'd like to thank the Leading Edge Radio Network out of Dallas, Texas. Oldies Radio 104.3 WVPV, proud to be first in Ritchie County. That's West Virginia's proud veterans right there in Cairo, West Virginia. And AM 1290 out of Vancouver, Washington. Oldies Radio 88.com and RememberWhenRadio.com out of Columbia, South Carolina. Out of the beautiful islands, Hawaiian Pacific Radio in Phoenix, Arizona. And out of Florida, Q-Star Radio. Occidental California has KOWS Radio 107.3 FM. And out of Clay, West Virginia, WYAP 107.7. And then there's AM 1700 Radio Richmond out of San Francisco, California, AM 520 The Loop, and 88.1 WCPR out of Wrangell, Georgia. And Andrews Community Radio out of Andrews, North Carolina. And then there's Classic Hits 1630 AM out of Denver, Colorado. Also, our newest affiliate, Dark Classics Radio out of Dark County, Ohio. And our European cousins and neighbors and friends, The Music Player Yesterday, out of the United Kingdom. Thank you all so much for carrying the Jason Kirkman Show. To check out all of the stations that carry the program, check out their websites by going to jasonkirkman.com, that's C-U-R-T-M-A-N, and clicking on the links there on the left.
Now, class, today, Today we're going to talk about Cleopatra, Queen of the Nile. Now, I know how you've all heard how she was a beautiful woman. Well, now, she wasn't a beautiful woman. She wasn't a beautiful woman at all. I mean, she is all right. But she wasn't beautiful. Now, you're going to ask me, if she wasn't beautiful, how come Julius Caesar and Mark Antony and everybody went so crazy over her? Well, you'll have to remember that Julius Caesar and Mark Antony were soldiers and overseas. How Julius Caesar met her, he used to go down to Egypt every 4th of July. See, and he was down there spending the holidays, and he is just sitting around in his tent one night by himself, lonely, reading prescriptions. And she come walking in, and he was so struck by her that he just got up and give her his seat. And he says, ars mutatis longa vita mutandis brevis. And that means, as sure as a vine twines around the stump, you are my darling sugar lump. Even in high school, he is good at verses. And anyhow, they got to fooling around after supper. And he asked her to marry him. And they did. They got married, and he took her on back to Rome, and everybody got mad at him for marrying her. The senators there in Rome, they finally got so mad at him that they killed him. They caught him in an alley one night and stabbed him right in his toga. And that's when Caesar said that famous line, just as he was dying, that famous line you might remember, he said to Brutus, he says, et tu, Brute? And Brutus says, yeah, me too. Now, it happened, there was this fella, Mark Antony, that was living there at that time, and he was an old army buddy of Julius Caesar's, and he was a pretty big man with the civil service. Now, he killed all the senators, and it happened, you know, to get revenge, and it happened that he was going to go down to Egypt anyhow, and while he was there, he thought he'd just stop in on Cleopatra. And he told her how he had killed all the senators, and she said how much she appreciated it, and they got to liking one another, and first thing you know, there's dating. There's riding around on camels and sailing around on her barge and fooling around back of the pyramid. Fact, I appreciate it. Somebody wrote on one of the pyramid walls, Antony loves Cleopatra. It was right next to where somebody else wrote, Pharaoh was here. And everything was going good for him. Everything was going real good. But Mark Antony had a wife in Rome, and she wouldn't give him a divorce. And it happened that her brother had just been elected emperor of Rome. And he come in one day, and he says, sister, he says, you know what I'm going to do? She says, what? He says, I'm going down there and declare war on Mark Antony and Cleopatra. And she says, would you? And he did. He went down there and was just a-whooping the fire out of it. There's dead Egyptians laying everywhere. The streets was full, tombs was full, and he run all over Egypt looking for somebody to run him through with his sword, and everybody looked at him like he was a nut, and he was peculiar. Couldn't find anybody to do it, so he run himself through, and he expired. And Cleopatra, she heard of it, and she had this snake. Just a little old bitty thing, but poison. And that thing bit her, and her maid run in, her handmaiden, and says, mistress, what happened? And she says, snake bite. And she says, well, what you do? You cut it where it bit you and suck it. She says, no, I meant to. And she says, why, old mistress, why? And she says, in articulo mortis. Now, that's that famous saying. In articulo mortis. And children, I hope all of you remember what that means, because I certainly don't.
That was Andy Griffith talking about Cleopatra. The 1965 movie Frankie and Johnny had three great stars: Donna Douglas, Harry Morgan, and of course the headliner, Elvis Presley. Containing a lot of great songs, here's one of them. Shout it out.
Everybody listen to me. Put a smile on your face. There's no reason to be gloomy. This world's a wonderful place. So let me say, get happy. Shout it out. Yeah, get happy now. Shout it out. Well, now there is no doubt you've a lot to shout about. Give a yell, life is swell. Shout it out. Hey there, little girl, don't be sad. There's such good times to be had. Count your blessings one by one. Life's a ball, after all, have some fun. I said, come on, get happy. Shout it out. Yeah, get happy now. Shout it out. Well, there is no doubt you've a lot to shout about. Give a yell, life is swell. Shout it out. While there's good food you can taste, while there's music, life's no waste. While there's great things happening, there's no end to the joy life can bring. I said, come on, get happy. Shout it out. Yeah, get happy now. Shout it out. Well, now there is no doubt you've a lot to shout about. Give a yell, life is swell. Shout it out. As long as there's someone you can love, as long as bright stars shine above, you've got no reason to be blue. Think what it means when your dreams all come true. I said, come on, get happy. Shout it out. Yeah, get happy now. Shout it out. Well, now there is no doubt you've a lot to shout about. Give a yell, life is swell. Shout it out. I said, now there is no doubt you've a lot to shout about. Give a yell, life is swell. Shout it out. There is no doubt you've a lot to shout about. Give a yell, life is swell. Shout it out. Shout it out.
President Ronald Reagan won the Most Nearly Perfect Male Figure Award from the University of California. And that was in 1940. As always, it's about time to close out the Jason Gertman Show, and I'd like to thank you for spending this hour with me. It's been fun, and I enjoy bringing you this program. I'm about to leave you with a song, kind of a thought-provoking song from Mr. Brooke Benton. In 1971, he recorded Take a Look at Your Hands. I would like to, as always, remind you to make sure that you spend some quality time with your kids, making memories that will last for them for generations to come. I'd also like to tell you that I'll see you next time right here on this wonderful and fantastic station. I love you and I pray for you every week. God bless you and God bless this great country of ours. Here's Mr. Brooke Benton with Take a Look at Your Hands.
Take a look at your hands. What they stand for? Do they stand for love? Do they stand for war? Take a look at your hands. They represent your mind. Does it do it best now? For mankind, hand is the first thing you extend your fellow man to meet and greet and love and hold the things we create back. Together.
does it do its best now for all mankind? Take a look at your hands.
Look at them.
See what they stand for. Do they stand for love? 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 Look at your hand. Look at your hand. Look at your hand.
Take a good look at your hand.